coach and senior VP of hockey operations for the Regina Pats. Of course, a longtime professional head coach with the Jets and the Ottawa Senators in the National Hockey League. Also has been with the Philadelphia Flyers, and then head man in Hartford and Hershey and Binghamton and Adirondack, and go down the list. John Paddock joins us. John, welcome to the show. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Jason.
John, you've coached it, you know, it's pro for such a long time, and now back at junior. What's been the biggest adjustment for you?
Probably a bus ride. I haven't treated the players any different. You know, other than school kids, there's certainly some timing things and so forth to be aware of, and a little bit different curfews and stuff. But as far as the hockey's concerned, I don't approach it any different. Haven't really found it any different. Had a great group of kids in their response, so I really can't think of even a little thing, let alone a big thing.
Now, you had to adapt from your first year as a head coach in 1984 until with the Flyers 30 years later in 2014. We've heard so much about how the players have changed, John, you know, and coaches. I don't know if you were a real strict guy early on and said things that, you know, it seems nowadays coaches just have to address players differently. Did you experience that significantly throughout your 30 years of pro coaching?
I don't think real significantly. I think there's a little bit different approach with individuals within your team. I don't really think I've changed much since I started coaching. When I started coaching, came out of the dressing room from playing, it was very difficult. It was a real learning experience. But I think that, you know what, that goes in cycles. I hear that talking about, like, in the Toronto situation and stuff. And, like, I don't think Ken Hitchcock's different than he was before. I think Mike Babcock, maybe the best coach over the last 10 or 12 years, is pretty hard on players. I can't believe that's changing, but I think he's a great communicator. I think he talks to them. I think that's sort of excuses for people. I really do.
The Regina, you guys are still in second place, but a lot of people were a little surprised, John, when you traded away, you know, three of your top six forwards, you know, 19-year-old guys, Klimchuk maybe being the biggest name. What message did you say to your players after that? Because some people on the outside felt like, man, it almost looks like, you know, they're trading away a lot of their core guys in their team and maybe limiting their chances of winning.
Well, the players are going to be gone next year. To start with, so in some ways it really wasn't that difficult. The decision, not maybe to that degree, was made in the summertime that this organization had to be built, so it was a regular playoff performer, not winning a couple games in 15 years in the playoffs, missing some years, and paying to finish 7th or 8th place. We don't want to trade Sam Steele when he's 19. This was just things that had to be done. And as far as the players are told, you know, I'm not saying we're going to hold on to second place over Swift Current. They're a pretty good team, but that's our objective. That's what we expect. And we expect to be playing playoff games.
Talk about Sam Steele, just from, you know, outside the Edmonton area. I watched him play against my nephew for many years in Bantam and even in Midget AAA. Very, very talented player, John. Now, how's he adapted now that he's got a half a season under his belt in the Western League?
Well, he's been tremendous from the start. I think for the most part, we've probably overplayed him and expect an awful lot out of him. He expects an awful lot out of himself, but he's a great talent. He's got a great head for the game. Just a wonderful player who, you know, for the next 3 years, providing he plays all the years in the Western League, he's going to be one of the top players for sure.
You mentioned that maybe you've overplayed him a bit. You know, these young kids at 16, you've had young players in the NHL who have to go against men, and at times, you know, the fatigue factor kicks in. Will you try to, you know, limit how you use him at certain times so, you know, he's not burnt out for the playoffs?
No, not really.
Okay.
I wish we had that elite number one centerman ahead of him. We don't, but what we do have is, we've had all year is three balanced lines that all score, can score, basically play against anybody in the other team's, first three lines. So he doesn't necessarily get any more, but still just a lot of a 16-year-old. But he's, you know, many nights he's our best player. He's one of our best players, so I really can't limit him too much, but I, you know, he plays like the rest of the center icemen do.
You guys have had, I think 12 different players that are no longer with your team, you know, due to a few games, call-ups or what have you. So you've had a lot of different changes in your roster this year, yet you continue to win, John. How do you feel, you know, you've adapted that? I'm not sure if you've ever had this many new players in a half of a season on a team. What's the biggest challenge when you're rotating so many guys in and out of the lineup?
Well, I'm really surprised he said there was 12. Like, I don't know. It hasn't really been until we made the big changes for quite a while since Sam was maybe at the under 17. Our first three lines never changed.
Okay.
They've played together. I'm one that usually does, if things aren't going good, change, flip wingers in and out or, you know, from different lines. We never had to change them. We've had some defensemen go down that we've survived surprisingly well with Williams being out for about 7 games and Hilson Dogger for 6 weeks. And we lost somebody else for a little bit. So our defense has been a little bit in flux, but I can't really imagine that it's more than other teams. You're faced with that because of injuries and travel and tournaments and so forth.
For you, you said it was a big, adapting to the bus rides a lot different than going pro. What do you do then on the bus as a coach now, John? Do you spend more time video? Do you try to just go away from it? Or how do you deal with that more time where, I don't know, maybe you'd be at home just relaxing? What do you do on the bus as a coach?
Well, there's certainly lots to do. What technology has done, it's in some ways made the game you got more knowledge in front of you, but it really creates more work for sure. So there's certainly work for our staff to do when we're on the bus quite often. It's always there. It just depends what degree you want to go with it.
I've had some veteran coaches, Bruce Boudreau and Ken Hitchcock, on my show recently say that they think at times maybe all of the video actually hurts coaching and hockey. How do you feel?
Well, I tend to agree. If you could, we know this can't happen, but if you could hypothetically take all video out of the game so the coaches didn't have it and the league didn't have it and the players policed themselves and you didn't know what the other team was doing and they didn't know what you were doing, I think you probably, there's some chance you get a more entertaining game and a safer game.
Yeah. It's interesting you say, now how come safer? I'm curious, why do you think it'd be safer?
Well, I think it's always been safer when the players do the policing themselves.
Well, you won't get an argument from me on that one. So John Paddock joins us, a veteran coach now with the Regina Pats, who the Oil Kings will take on tonight. Give me your thoughts on the Oil Kings. Obviously a team, not a rebuilding team, but of course a little bit reloading from where they were. You guys haven't seen them in a while. What's the biggest challenge you see when you face the Oil Kings?
Well, I think they're pretty big, good skating hockey team. They can play the game any way you want. We managed to beat them once, and the last time, Jerry was very good in goal. So they got a great goaltender, and they got a pretty good all-around team.
John, I really appreciate your time. Best of luck. Continued success.
All right. Thank you very much.